You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is another episode of the Fosters After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be talking about episode 4 called Say Something. And not to start off on a down moment, but they did not sing Say Something by Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Great Big World. Are you kidding me? They let us on so far.
I'm giving up on you.
Oh my God, please don't stop.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll sing the whole thing if you guys want.
Oh my God, great. Let's talk of some things and we'll get to the singing. I'm Jeffrey Masters. Joining me is the two lovely ladies to my left.
Hi guys, I'm Jillian Leff.
And I'm Stephanie Georgie.
Hi, Jillian Leff. Of me. I'll be here all night. Okay, so who's excited to hear they're having a girl?
So excited. Oh,
so excited. That's so cute. Because now she really will look like Lena.
So cute.
It's going to be a beautiful baby.
It is. I'm so excited to see who they're going to cast as the baby.
I mean, I hope the series lasts long enough where we like see an actual person.
Let's see how many babies they need to cast.
I know. Maybe we'll have like new like Mary-Kate and Ashley moments.
There's laws for that.
There is.
Oh man, that's why you keep it in the crib with like a blanket wrap around you. It's easier that way. You cast a doll that way.
Don't tell them.
Sorry. So Lena's big storyline was the principal position. Mm-hmm. We saw her go through a really tough interview, I thought. Mm-hmm. I thought they were putting her through the ringer. What were you saying?
They did. No, I was going to say, I thought that she killed it also. I mean, that's what she expressed on the show, but I thought she did great. How sad.
I know. Also, I was really surprised that they did even mention the baby, because that is such like a legal territory. I think it's actually illegal to ask that, perhaps. I'm not exactly right on my laws, but like doing old HR work, I knew that that cannot be a factor. So I'm just even surprised that they mentioned it in the interview.
Yeah, he was acting like a jerk kind of in the beginning of the episode, Timothy, we're talking about.
Right.
And he sort of pre-warned Lena about some papers that were going to be served to her from his lawyer. We still haven't quite figured out why or what he was planning on doing with the lawyer.
Right.
Because I don't know if he necessarily wants custody. I think he was looking for something along the middle grounds, which I think we might achieve by the end of this episode.
Yeah. He could possibly be like a very big figure in their lives.
Yeah. Right. But he was sort of, at least I thought, I agreed with Steph when she was saying, you know, it's very convenient that Timothy did this the day before you have this huge interview, and he's clearly, there's motives behind it. And I was proud of her when her belly was being blocked by
the life jacket,
that damn
on
life
the
jacket.
Fence.
Yeah, you know, she like really told him, you know, how dare you? How dare you do this?
And so obviously he did have a change of heart. Do you think initially that timing was not a coincidence?
As far as what you mean?
As far as you can either have the child or the job.
It was an unfortunate coincidence. Right. That's what I think.
I think that he might have wanted to, like, a little bit discombobulate her so that she didn't, you know, that she was a little bit more stressed out and everything. But I don't know. That was kind of weird. I'm sad. But I'm surprised that the integrity speech got to him.
I would think that he's the type of character that would work for. You know, that kind of speech. I thought you had integrity. And he would say, you know what? I do have it. And let me show you how.
Because he'd be proud of it. It's just sad because he wasn't clear about the type of relationship. Because I was pretty heartfelt for him because he wasn't clear about the relationship that he wanted with the baby. And I think it's really funny now that Steph had her little experience to start feeling for him as well. That puts things into perspective. So
yeah, that's true.
And I'm trying to remember why it was like such a big deal for him to absolutely not be a part of the baby's life.
I don't think it wasn't... I don't know. I think maybe he got caught up in it and was like, I want to have this for myself also. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be like a single father, but I want to have a relationship. And maybe he just wanted it on paper that legally they had to give him hours of the day.
Well, right. Initially, Steph and Lena, when they decided that they wanted to have a child, mm-hmm. they were also looking to going, you know, into basically a sperm bank, looking at a donor book,
right.
looking at just traits and photos. So really, they would never have the child would never have a connection to the father. And then Lena started thinking, well, what if it's a friend? And that's how he got wrapped up into it.
And he volunteered.
Never mind me. Did Lena plant seeds in Tim's... Oh, I remember. It was the dinner party scene.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So he kind of came to the conclusion.
Because he had volunteered. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And then he sort of just said, you know, I'm going to do you solid. Give you some sperm. Mm-hmm. Whack, whack.
Here's
there
a
we go.
Ziploc baggie, baby.
I know.
Oh, man. Okay. Do you think it's an issue that there are many different father figures, like, for each child in the house? I just wonder, like, is he going to be able to have a relationship with the anonymous baby girl and just her? Or is his, like, mentorship and, like, that father figure going to spread to other kids? Like, for instance, we saw Danny Nucci playing basketball with Jesus a little bit.
Right.
Do you think that's an issue
I think
at all?
That it will... I'm not sure if it's an issue. I think it'll develop differently because the kids are older now.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly like they need a father figure. And they all got Danny. So at least they're equal in that.
Well, I mean, like, technically only Brandon has Danny, but he
right,
has
but
like,
I meant, but
gone
I meant,
down.
But Jesus and Mariana got to experience Danny as a father figure. Regardless if he wasn't really there for them, he kind of was. He was around. It's what they saw. All someone really needs is somewhat of a role model. Not necessarily someone taking care of you, but just, like, an example as to what a father figure is.
Yeah, and I don't think that there's, like, benefits or disadvantages to having, like, two or one or everything. It's just what it is. But I think there's something to be said for a guy needing a male, figure to look up to.
Absolutely.
And to see how to, like, mold himself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Lena and Steph said it best towards the end of the episode when they were talking about, you know, what was in the envelope. Steph said, you know, how could we turn down more love? That's like was the general.
That's what I was gonna say. Is that true? Do you agree with the more the merrier?
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess so. At the same time, I understand that maybe a child wouldn't want to be so confused, but at the end of the day, it comes down to how you're raised. It's just what you're used to, what you're around.
Yeah. And I guess the show has been everything but traditional.
Right, exactly.
Oh so it's, non-traditional.
I know. This show, we could call it Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll rename it. Would that work?
Right. Well, I keep telling people that it's the cross, it's Family Matters meets Full House and Modern Family.
So every family drama ever. Comedy. There are lighter moments of brief levity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There were plenty of light moments in this episode, but we're going to talk about the dark ones first.
And just Lena was so much of it. I don't know. I feel like she's so good at like capturing, for this being a TV show and for it being identified as a teen drama. What is it? A teen drama?
Teen drama.
Yeah.
I love how involved I get in what's going on with Lena and Steph.
I agree.
And Lena, like just everything that she does, her facial expressions, she just does such a damn good job.
And I was so unbelievably relieved when he did sign over his donor rights because I was just like, this is not a stress that they need.
Right.
There's enough going on. Mm-hmm. She's pregnant. Like their whole family is like, it's a very stressful place.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's good that she didn't get the job. She already has it in perspective. Yes, she's upset, but she has all of this time now to really care for the child and be there and be ready and be present. Because, I mean, let's be honest, she struggles with being present a lot. You know, she tries to be as involved with the kids' lives as she can.
Yeah.
But lately, they've been spread so thin, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
That they really, last week, we saw them come together. And
absolutely.
I think that Lena is excited to be a family.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but think she wouldn't be possibly excited about this new leader's character in the school. You know, they said it's going to be a corporate person, mm-hmm. something with, like, business experience. And perhaps that's what a school needs to help it survive.
Right.
Yeah. I do have to say, I am. And I think that Lena is a little bit taken back because, to be honest, like, you know, she has been in charge, and now for her to have to take a back seat and have somebody run the school that does not know the ins and outs of the school, you know, that is her heart. Yeah. And right. for somebody else to take over for her, I think that that's going to be a major source of conflict for her. And that's the reason why they're bringing in a corporate person as opposed to, you know, like a free bird like Lena.
Of course. Right.
They needed an opposite.
And I do think it will bring drama, but I also think that it being a corporate choice kept it from being personal. It wasn't like this person trumps you as a better teacher.
Yeah, yeah,
however,
yeah.
I think that it will create the drama because, like Timothy said, it wasn't even an educator. So my thing is that if it's going to be a corporate person, I hope that they're not going to start putting things, like they have to remember that they're dealing with children and not young adults.
Yeah. To me, though, it was just kind of like the Mitt Romney choice of the election. He can run a country because he ran a successful business.
Yeah.
Like the new lady, was it Nancy? Did we name her? I don't remember.
No, we didn't name her.
New lady ran a successful business. She could run a school. Mm-hmm. I'm just surprised that they would make that choice when the entire school is backing Lena up.
Right.
Why don't you, no, I'm not saying like give the people what they want, but like it's a working environment and they're going to be working so closely with the principal. Let them have the leader they want.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely.
This is America.
I know. I think that they're just comfortable with the fact that she's still going to have a position of leadership and authority.
Yeah.
And they think that that's good enough. They're like, as long as she's going to be there, that this way it'll be a better team.
Yeah.
However, you can't put someone in a position with experience, like they said, as corporate, to be a vice principal and then her principal.
Yeah. Do you guys think that the issue of her being pregnant and possibly, maybe not affect getting the job is going to come back to play? Or is that kind of like dead and we'll ignore
it? I think it's dead.
I hope it's not brought up because that'll just be, that's just unnecessary. That'd be too much, like, and I don't think I'd even be interested in watching it.
Yeah.
So. Oh, strong statements.
I know, sorry. Just don't do it, guys.
I love her.
So, Lena is pregnant. Mm-hmm. Soon, she will have the baby, and then
Timothy's going to see how beautiful the baby is, and he's like, dang, that sucks. I can't even say hi.
Dang. Yeah. But so, after she has a baby, she will probably want to lose some baby weight. Does anybody have any suggestions of a book she could buy?
I think I do.
Yeah, she could actually read The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness.
Oh, my God, this one?
Yeah, by our co-creator, Maria Menounos.
Wow. How I lost 40 pounds and kept it off, and how you can do it, too.
It's crazy. I mean, Lena just needs to look at the cover and be like, I want abs like Maria Menounos. How do I do it?
No time, no money, no willpower.
No problem.
Oh, my God. If I can get abs like this, I'll read the book.
It's actually a pretty good book, and you can find it wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Place your order. Get it in the mail today. Mm-hmm. We are reading it right now. It's wonderful.
It is.
Yeah, look at her. So she's gorgeous. Greek goddess.
She's got a super
gosh,
banging
body. Gosh, darn. Okay, know who else has a banging body? Oh, my God. Dovetails galore. The dance team, baby. The dance team.
Yes.
Okay, so Mariana, they find out, got on the dance team because her mom is the principal slash VP. Veep.
Yes.
And there's less of a chance of cutting the dance team. That is a very smart move, I have to say, for
the dance team.
High schoolers.
Right. Ugh. Poor Mariana, though. That sucks for her.
It's horrible, yes. But I was like, how'd they think of that? That's genius. I bet that was like someone's mom being like, listen, cast Mariana.
I know. No, the way that those girls, you could see how they're thinking. They're like, okay, let's be everything that we can do to be just like Mean Girls. Done.
So now that Mariana knows that it wasn't about ethnicity, will she be able to go back to brunette?
Possibly. I hope she does, and I hope she starts rocking and is like, I'm going to be better.
I don't remember online. I didn't see anything. Does she stay in the wig the entire season?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Okay. But you know what? It's actually growing on me.
Although I have no idea, because I have not seen any on-set photos after, like, episode 5, especially since I follow, like, all of them on Instagram.
I agree.
And also, she could have just taken the wig off in any of the shots.
I know.
Right.
You know what, though? As against, like, the blonde hair I am, I have to say, she actually looks kind of amazing in it.
Yeah. Right. It's because it's, like, settling with us now.
Yeah,
we're getting used to it.
It is. Like, there's, like, light highlights as well. Like,
well, today, I thought, like, that first scene when she walks into when she walks into the gym and she has her hair the way that it was.
It's like in pigtails or
something. It looks so cute. I was like, oh, that does look good on her. That was the first time where I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then were you guys surprised that Haley told her about Jesus and it wasn't, like, a big secret?
Oh, no, I was.
Really?
You were?
I thought she wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, I thought it would be like a drawn-out secret, part two.
But you know what? If I was in Haley's position, I would do the same thing.
Yeah. She wanted to get down.
She wanted to go to the house and like make it available. Like, okay, perfect. I'm going to be friends with your sister.
Haley's smart.
She's conniving.
I think that Haley is not like, doesn't know she's mean. Like, little, she has little snippets of comments, obviously. Like, you're now almost good enough to be on the team. I don't know that she knows she's doing that.
I don't think so either. I think she's really oblivious to her actions.
Oh, Jillian disagrees.
Well, I think that it is a true mean girl.
Or maybe she's just not worried about it. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, but when Caitlin Carver was on the on our show last week, she told us that there are two sides to her character. Mm-hmm. And now we're finally seeing the mean girl side. And I mean, listen, she is a little biatch for saying to Jesus that this should be our secret.
Right.
Our little secret.
Well, that's my big question. Why did she say that?
Because she probably does still, she's probably still trying to get with her guy.
Is it just to make him jealous and she doesn't want anybody to know that?
Well, no, because she said, I don't want my ex to know about us yet.
Yeah, but I think it also has to do with the girls on the dance team and dating Mariana's brother. Like, I can't find the root of it. Maybe. Because is I don't think the ex has is everything that it has to do with.
And why wouldn't you want to rep Jesus? He's fine.
I mean, as far yes, as Steph, we know that.
No, but I mean, like, damn it. No, but I mean, as far as high school goes, like, it's not like he's a nerd or anything like that.
Yeah. No, of
he's
course.
A good-looking kid that's on the wrestling team.
And I was interested, too, because she said, let's not tell anybody. Let's just not tell our parents, but anybody. Because if they don't tell the parents, it's easy for her to keep coming over and, like, doing the dirty.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they just wanted to, like, spice it, you know?
Is he younger than her?
I think, oh, but that could possibly
could
it be it.
Could it be the age thing?
Maybe.
Because remember how in high school that mattered?
Yeah,
especially
that
if it was a girl dating a younger guy?
That's true. That was my thing, though.
Yeah, I cooked it up senior year. Hey.
Okay.
So did I. My sweetheart was a junior.
Oh, my God. Y'all
me too, me too.
Okay. Hey, should we relive those moments?
Okay, sorry.
Hey, ex-boyfriends.
Hey.
Okay, you can go now.
Glad we got it off the chest. No, you're fine. I was just also surprised by like the language of, oh, by the way, I hooked up with your brother. I was like looking for the like, oh, we made out. But like no one likes to hear about their sibling hooking up with somebody.
I know. Yeah. What was so funny is that, you know, Mariana was like, oh my God, that's who this
yes.
is sitting on top of when I walked in on
because
her.
She knew about the hookup. She just didn't know who it was.
She didn't know who it was. And she saw just exactly how they hooked up.
Oh, no, she didn't.
She's in her
oh, no,
head. She's she thinking, didn't. She's like, why is Jesus so advanced?
Oh my God. But Jesus, honestly, he's not putting in any effort.
Well,
like whenever she's
to.
Around, he'll kiss her, but he's not calling her still.
No, yeah, attaboy. In fact, I'm sorry. It was just very. It was like cool because I liked that whole. Do you like Haley or whatever? He's like, no. He just brushed it off his shoulder as he should.
Guys, I'm still shipping Gemma. So
really?
Yes, I love Emma.
When she showed up on the front doorstep asking for Jesus, she looked amazing.
She looked so good. I thought the same thing. I was like, why does she look absolutely
I thought she was
right
going to cry. Like, I thought like she knew he was up there. I was like, oh, girl.
Yeah. She so, all had, Mariana all had two sodas
he's being
in her
dirty
hand.
Right now.
I know.
He's having some Jesus time.
With your best friend.
Oh, yeah. Real life best friend. Oh, yeah. So last week, Caitlin told us that she's actually real life best friend. With Amanda Layton, who plays Emma, which is hysterical.
Oh, that's fun.
So they both meet out with the same guy.
Oh.
Trade some stories.
We'll ask him who's better. Just kidding. JK, LOL, LOL. JK.
Not JK.
I'll
love
keep
to,
going.
We'd love to have Jake Austin on the show, but you know. You know.
Okay,
I'll tell you guys the truth. He saw the show and was like, I can't be near Stephanie. She'll attack, she'll cry, she'll scream, she'll pinch me.
I just want to let our AfterBuzz viewers know that I got game. And if he was if he was here, trust and believe, I would not be no fangirl. I would be a grown woman, and I'd be like, no, little boy, I'm doing the interview. And
you just said you're a cougar. I don't believe you.
It's fine. She'd be like, let me take a selfie in private.
Okay, put your arm around me.
Jill, how's the chin?
You want to kiss him?
Oh my God, chin alert, I forgot.
Chin alert.
So how is Caitlin and Jesus' chin for you?
Well, we really didn't get to see a side profile.
Oh,
not really.
On the director, how dare they do that?
I know, hopefully we'll get to see some chin next week.
Oh, you know what though? We got a lot of chin from Callie and Wyatt.
We did. That was spicy.
It was. I was really taken aback by how much the relationship is blossoming.
Me too.
It's just very unexpected, but nice in a good way.
I hope she really feels that way, and I hope that she's just not thinking in her head, Brandon and I will not happen. I'm gonna just.
But yeah. I feel like she's very much Team Wyatt without that in her head anymore.
Okay, good.
Do you not? Do you think it's still in the back of her mind?
I think it's a little bit because I know the fact that she said the betrayal. Like, I from personal experience, well, because they're younger. That's high school.
So when Brandon and Callie were talking in the garage and Lou came in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Lou called Brandon out and said, you know, like, what's going on between you two? Yeah.
They're still tension. That's the first tension. We haven't had tension yet.
They're still giving each other, like, semi-googly eyes. Like, I get it. You're brother and sister. They're both insisting that they're brother and sister. Mm-hmm. But, and I understand that Callie said that she loved Wyatt, but it's so frustrating because we have this scene that occurs earlier and there's clearly something there. Like, there's still something there. And maybe it's just because I want it to happen. But
it is. It's probably my my Twilight scenario again.
I just, like, I don't
Brandon was first.
Yeah. I don't know.
What are you supposed to do?
I don't think that she will go that route.
I think that this is going to be something later. Like, it'll come later. Like, they're going to have so, like, you know, like, every series we've ever loved, when the love finally, like, at the six seasons later, it finally happens, you know?
How I Met Your Mother.
Ross and Rachel. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Please don't talk about How I Met Your Mother,
because I'm Callie. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's such a nice place right now. He said, I love you. She didn't respond. And then we got the episode capped off nicely with, I love you too.
But fans are tweeting me right now and they're saying that
I see caps lock.
One of them actually felt like she was going to throw something. EK Kelly 77. Hi, Aaron. She said, love Sophia, and I wanted to throw something at the TV with the whole Callie and Wyatt thing. Hashtag no with tears. So there are still Brally shippers. Hey, guys, yeah. What's up?
It's okay. Be happy for them now. Let them get their experiences without each other, and it'll just be better when they get to finally be together.
Okay, guys, if you are on Team Brally, shame on you. Stop that. Stop it right now. Please, they're brother sister.
Let's take a survey. Anybody that's watching right now, hashtag Brally, or what's the ship? What's the Wyatt ship?
Kayak. Tweet at kayak.
Yeah, let us know who you ship right now with your hashtag, and I'll look at my phone.
Also ship whether you like Jesus and Emma.
Or Jesus and Stephanie.
Thank you.
What? Oh. I was going to say, that's not her name. Jesus and Haley.
Oh, man.
Jaylee or Gemma. Oh, my God, you guys.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I have to say, though, I really like Lou. Ashley Ergada's character, she's really growing on me. I like how ballsy she is.
Me too.
It's just like a different character we haven't seen on the show.
Mm-hmm. I like her. She wasn't really featured this episode, but I'm really excited that Brandon is allowing the band to play Outlaws, because guess what? I downloaded on my iTunes.
Right.
It's on iTunes.
So I ripped it from the episode. Please.
Get out of here.
You guys want the MP3? I'll hook you up. No.
I'll get up after this.
No, it's, I mean, I just love it. And
it's catchy.
Yeah. So speaking of Callie, we finally get to see her meet Sophia, which I honestly thought that it was going to be a bigger part of the episode.
Oh, I think it was enough. Otherwise, we can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
Were you happy with what happened?
I think I was happy to see the girls meet and the little interaction that they had. I guess I was expecting more, only because ABC Family released promo photos earlier last week. And all the photos were just of Callie and Sophia and Robert and Steph and Robert's wife. Mm-hmm. So I was like, is this what the whole episode is going to be about? Like, I'm not quite understanding. And I don't understand it yet. Like, I can't.
I have to say that that made me feel so much better. Everything about Robert. I'm so happy that happened. It's like I needed to hear it because, one, it was so good to see how he really felt. Two, geez Louise, that they were in love and that was the story, and that his wife walked out on that. Oof, I would have I know. the single thing that I regret the most in my life.
Yeah. And that having she had did a daughter not know and everything, he has not signed the papers yet.
Yeah.
That was like new information for her.
However, I would that's cool that he's going to do whatever she wants, and that the least he can do is the college fund. So I think
the least he can do. Show me the most you can do, Robert.
Well, but as far as respecting Callie goes, because at the end of the day, he's a family man of Sophia and his new wife. He has to respect the woman that's been there for him since Sophia's been born and whatnot.
I understand. Yeah. I just think that he is a largely upper class house. His daughter Sophia has a suite. Mm-hmm. She has a horse. She has a mom jacket.
But Seth and Lena would not allow that. If Callie's their daughter, then she's like, no, thank you. We'll take care of our daughter.
And I could see him saying, okay, and then coming back and saying, but let me buy at least you guys like groceries, like every once in a while. Oh my let me send you like a Costco gift card.
Or a mother effing house for the new baby. Oh my God, imagine.
A new house would stir things up in the new season.
Let's make this happen.
Okay, do you think a new house will happen in the future? Where will the baby sleep? There's no nursery.
Yeah, I think they need a new house, especially
if this is going to happen. This is going to be cool.
Or especially if Callie's
going to get his own room, and so is Jesus, so that they can have their time.
That would be a mansion.
Yeah.
Oh, there'd be so much like drama missing if they don't live together, like rooming together in the same rooms.
They'd probably would make Callie and not Mariana's share room still. That's rude.
Well, they're also getting older, so hopefully. College, yeah. But before we move too into the fake house in our minds, can we talk about Bailey Madison a little bit? Because I thought she was great this episode.
I thought she was great. She was. So mature for like she's playing a 14-year-old-ish around that age.
My God, she was like, I liked it. And I think that Callie said it correctly when she said, I like her. She's a little bit immature, but I like her.
But she played the immature perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the immature trying to be mature.
Right.
I love that, like, her mother dressed her in this, like, jacket and skirt, you know?
Oh, so, like, country club, right?
Yeah.
It was very waspy.
Yeah. I know that Bailey's been in a lot of stuff before, but for some reason, the picture they showed of her, I thought she was going to be, like, 8 or 9.
Yeah, she's older.
No, she's older, and I was so happy. I haven't
she's a freshman.
Yeah, she's a freshman.
Right, I haven't seen her in anything for, in anything for a while, but I meant, like, I was nuts to see her grow because I love her in all her little movies when she was younger. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's so funny. So this was nice. I think she did a really good job.
It was so funny. I loved watching her, and we've been sort of following her ever since her character was announced, but the adult me was like, girl, stop being so thirsty. She's your sister. What are you doing? You're laying it on too thick. Like, calm down.
Play it cool, like Stephanie does.
Something. She's like, because my mom really sucks, and she pisses me off all the time.
Yeah, she's like on Xanax.
I know. Wait, go back. I just heard what you, I realized what you said. Like, Stephanie, I heard that. Thanks.
Jillian said, play it cool. I don't know. I just, it also really made me like unsettled how much they do look alike.
It's crazy.
It's so weird. Also, they had their hairstyle exact same,
and
obviously.
And I love that. I love to see Sophia's, the satisfaction that she had when she saw her, and she's like, oh, dang, this is my sister for sure.
Yeah.
Also, I was having, like, Gilmore Girls flashbacks when Rory goes to, like, one of her rich schoolmates' friends' house, and she's like, oh, you live in a mansion. Awesome. My mom works in a hotel.
Yeah.
Like, I was seeing those, like, flashbacks.
Mm-hmm. Aw.
I just liked it, and I'm glad that, you know, we get the backstory that we were craving, I hope that my prediction last week wasn't true. Now, after seeing Callie and Sophia interact, last week I said that this would be it for Sophia's character and Robert Quinn, but I'm hoping that since they have plans that they'll be featured in more episodes.
Mm-hmm. And I think that even if they're not in all the episodes, this will be like a recurring force of like one or two every season.
Or she could easily just be gone and what were you doing with Sophia, but just you don't see it.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, we keep talking about the supporting characters. Sorry to be a broken record, but I love that, like, last season, there's, like, the teacher in the hallway yelling, don't hit Tim, Jude, or Connor, or Jesus. Don't. Stop it. And now she's teaching the class. Like, we get to see that continuation of just, like, a new face. Like, it just feels so much more like a community.
Nice. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
I recognized her.
Can we talk about my favorite recurring character?
Judicorn.
Judicorn.
Oh. Silent Judicorn. Speak. Say something. Oh my God.
Is it coming full circle?
There it is. Mm-hmm. We got the title.
You guys just saw that happen.
So tell us, Jillian, why you thought he was silent, because I think I disagree with you.
Okay, so I think that he... Okay, so as we saw in the beginning of the episode, we saw this really awesome, tender moment between Callie and Jude where she was explaining to Jude about Sophia. And she said, you know, Sophia's my half-sister, but you're my full brother.
Right.
Like, you're my brother. And at this point, Jude was talking. As soon as the interaction with Connor happened at the locker, where Connor basically said, like, hey, man, sorry I was in the wrong, but I'm still not going to tell my dad that I hang out with you.
Right.
That's when he went silent. Now, I don't know if he's practicing something he's learned in his textbooks, perhaps some nonviolent resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Silence, taking a vow of silence. Ooh. I don't know what his deal is. I think that he's taking a vow of silence until Connor changes his mind. But that's just me.
Like, you, do you think people do that personally?
I mean, I think he's torn. He's torn. I mean, look, it's like...
It sucks so much.
You know, his friend says one thing. Like, you know, they're friends. And then his dad says that he can't see him. And then his friend lies to him and comes over. The dad comes. Everything's crazy.
The dad also sees that he's a ladies' man.
Yeah, but but that doesn't change the way that he feels about Jude. Right. So
I think that Jude's character honestly was attacked then during that moment, as much as it didn't seem that way. And all I could think about was in the movie Karina, when the little girl goes mute after her mother dies.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, the reason why I'm sad is because people go mute after like traumatizing events.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be really unfortunate if this was kind of traumatizing for him.
Yeah, I think that, but the combination also that he, in his mind, is losing his biggest supporter and closest friend, Callie.
His sister. Kind of. I guess that, and then he was discriminated against.
Of course,
by his best friend.
For everything. Maybe he's losing, like, those two characters in his life.
Beyond his
relationship with Lena, like, that's wonderful.
Right.
But still, Callie's always been there. She's always put him first.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And now he's like, I have to share this person?
See, I don't think that he was giving off that vibe, but I mean, it could go.
Could you see it being the combination of the two?
Possibly.
Maybe, not but really. Like, they, Callie and Jude have been through so much together that I don't think that this
bond
is,
be broken,
yeah, right? I don't think the bond is going to be broken. And, you know, she reassured him and they had a nice moment and there was no, like, maybe it's playing into it just because he's going through a lot of things. Also, he's in that weird transition period.
Mm-hmm.
He's discovering himself. He's dealing with things at school. Like, this is uncharacteristically like him.
Yeah.
Luckily for us, Hayden better be talking next week because he's going to be on our show, which we're really excited about. So, Hayden, you gotta get over this bow of silence because you need to be chatting with us on the panel.
He does not talk on the show.
Oh, my God. He's just silent. He's just making faces.
I just thought that he was listening to Callie's conversation, and he's not a dramatic person. He's not going to make a scene, but he was processing it. And then he's lost her in his mind. Then he loses Connor, and he's like, okay, now what?
Now what? Yeah, first this and that.
Because nothing has ever taken Callie away from him like this new person could.
Right. I guess.
We'll see. I guess we're going to see.
He was speechless. I mean, maybe he really just doesn't know what to say. Like, it's just, everything's kind of getting heavy.
Maybe.
And he's attacked. You have to, I think the reason why I don't think it's Callie is because this is the first time where he was attacked personally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
I guess this is the perfect segue into predictions as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's predict some things.
Great.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Before we do that, though, we should congratulate Maya Mitchell. She's nominated for a People's Choice Award.
Yay!
For Choice TV Actress, I believe, in a drama.
Super cute.
Awesome.
Yeah, so.
She deserves it. Why? Because she does our show.
And I finally watched Teen Beach Movie this weekend, and she was really cute.
I know. It's on Netflix. I've been meaning to, but
she's great.
I was like, I don't know why you do it.
I know. So we kind of pulled some of our predictions into the show tonight.
Mm-hmm. Can I share some fan predictions?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting tweets. Let's see.
I wish I got
so tweets. ABC The Foster tweeted a prediction. I think that Lena will have a miscarriage. What do you guys think about that?
That's a new issue.
Oh my god, you just broke my heart. ABC
ABC The Foster.
How dare you?
Oh no, I hope not. Maybe.
I hope not too. But I mean, anything's possible with this show.
Do we know how far along she is, like the character?
No.
They've kept that hush.
I think so.
I think probably on purpose.
Just enough
so that when she does
girl.
Pop it out, we're like, oh, fine.
They're not ready to do the time lapse to TVs show how pregnant she actually is. And then also, just before I share my predictions, a lot of people are actually on Callie and Wyatt's side. Hashtag
getting over the
duh,
Wyatt.
I won.
And then also Gemma, which thank you. Appreciate that. But yeah, as far as predictions, I mean, we see next week's episode is full of secrets and secrets being revealed. And again, I see Dani in the preview and I'm so excited for her to come back.
Be the good one next week.
Yeah, I feel like she is going to threaten Brandon with something and finally show her true colors to everyone. Oof.
Let it all come out. I always say honesty is the best policy and an honest man has nothing to fear. So this is just like too much right now.
Okay, well, what do you think?
I think that Jeff should go first.
Okay.
Okay. I think that the new principal will come in and really start stirring the pot a lot. Mm-hmm. In whatever way that happens. I don't know. Okay, while you're still thinking, Jillian, no, can you give us your favorite baby bump watch moment of tonight?
Oh, yeah. It was totally the life jacket. Yeah, that was my favorite. She was just clutching a life jacket, or it was hung.
I think it was, like, on a table or, like, a fence.
Yeah. Other than that, they used, like, desks really creatively this episode, folders.
Her purse on the table.
Oh, yeah, she had the purse on the table, and then the doorbell rings, and she's like, I can't move.
And can we just note how thin Sherry Som's face and
That's
arms
weird.
Are?
I was saying, I can't even get over,
that
like,
she doesn't
how
look pregnant.
She doesn't, yeah.
Pregnant with twins.
I'm sorry,
also, she was tweeting today. She said that she worked until 36 weeks pregnant, and she gave birth 2 weeks later.
Holy cannoli.
That's a strong body.
Wow, you go, girl.
Dang, looking all types of good, girl. All
right, Stephanie, hit us with a prediction.
Okay, I think that Robert Quinn will come in for, like, one more episode to finally, like, say goodbye to Callie.
Great.
And then I think that Jude is... possibly won't speak next episode. I think it might turn into something really dramatic.
Oh, it's going to continue.
Yeah, I think it might continue, and then I think it's going to be, like, really heartbreaking for all of them.
Wow.
And I think that what's his face? I think Brandon is telling Danny not to say anything.
Yeah.
Or Lou. I think he's telling Lou or someone because it was just really confusing because I felt like someone just found out for some reason or mm-hmm. that they're going to have a moment again.
I just feel like Brandon and Lou are setting up to be a love interest. So yeah. I don't know that he would reveal about Danny drama to him.
Maybe not.
Her.
I don't know.
Interesting. Oh, man. All right. We're going to be continuing the conversation on Twitter in the comment section until next week. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1.
You can find me on Twitter at Jillian Leff. My Instagram, Jilly Leff. And I also host ABC Family's Mystery Girls After Ooh. Show. I know, with Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth.
How fun.
On Wednesdays at 8 p.m. So be sure to tune into that.
And you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, G-I-O-R-G-I, and on Instagram at SteffiG47, as well as on Vine at SteffiG47.
Oh, bringing in the Vine. All right, guys, we're going to see you next week. Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.